Charlie Brown is an inspiration, more than a direct presence, in the newest exhibit at Santa Rosa's Snoopy Museum. Titled Popped from the Panel, the show looks at works by quote-unquote serious artists, works that incorporate ideas and images from comic strips. Sonoma State art history professor Michael Schwager, co-curator of the exhibit, says this is not just something recent.
We trace it back to the beginning of the 20th century, to the beginning of modern art, and artists like Picasso and Miro were really big fans of the comics, and they took from that an interest in the kind of line that the artists used and the sequential narrative, and it gradually found its way into their work. It kind of went away for a while, but it came back in the 1960s when artists like Lichtenstein and Warhol recognized how iconic these figures like Mickey Mouse and Superman had become, and they began to use them in their work.
It's a fascinating topic and one that's very appropriate for the Schultz Museum.
Jane O'Kane is the museum's resident curator.
We've been working on it steadily now for at least 18 months to 2 years, making connections with various museums in the area, collectors, the artists themselves, galleries. So we've had wonderful support from the art community in putting this all together.
Although two of the big names in the show, Lichtenstein and Warhol, were pop artists who played with the medium of the comics as well as the characters therein, Schwager says the repurposing of cartoon imagery by painters and even sculptors is the prevailing thread in the exhibit.
A British artist named Jess Harold takes an image of Charlie Brown, for example, and shows him walking down a street kind of dejected, but behind him is the image of Spider-Man. So you can see that Charlie Brown's imagining himself as a superhero who's going to save the world. So it's using the image of these well-known characters and then the artist projecting how they might feel in these various situations.
Only 4 of the 28 pieces being displayed incorporate characters from Peanuts, adds O'Kane, but one of them is an important work from their own collection.
The earliest piece we have that's Peanuts-related is Snoopy Wrapped Doghouse by Christo and Jean-Claude. The artists came out and presented it to the museum in 2003, so we're very fortunate at the museum to have one of their extant pieces of work because, of course, most of their work is ephemeral.
Identifying and obtaining the art in the show was a lengthy but intriguing experience, says Schwager.
There are a number of artists who are influenced by comics, contemporary artists, and we began to seek them out. And it was sort of a detective work, trying to find some of these artists and contact them. But that's all part of the excitement of putting an exhibition together.
And the feedback from the artists themselves affirmed the value and validity of the concept for the exhibition.
They were really excited to be part of the exhibition. They loved the group of artists we put together, and they loved being at the Schultz Museum because so many contemporary artists got their start in the art world watching cartoons or reading the comics, and of course Peanuts is primary among many of those sources. So they were really excited to be in this context.
The Popped from the Panel exhibit at the Schultz Museum opens tomorrow. It continues through December 11th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.